Mad Radio, Sports Radio 610, day number 3 at Radio Row, thanks to Bud Light Brew deep in the heart of Texas. We are on the Low T Center webcam at sportsradio610.com. Every guest who sits down with us is in the Twin Peaks hot seat. We are scheduled to have Deshaun Watson coming up at 9:45. Deshaun Watson, 9:45 this morning, 12 minutes from right now.
Really?
Yes, that's the plan.
Okay.
Matt Burke, former All-Pro, Super Bowl champion with the Vikings, and he won his ring with the Ravens, joins us
now.
Dude,
Matt Burke, you look like you weigh like a lean 255.
Ooh,
yeah.
Ooh, about 240.
240?
240,
that's
yeah.
Impressive. You're not
yeah.
doing legs.
No, not at all.
If you're doing legs, you'd be 250 or so.
No, I had no legs.
Yeah.
No, swore that off.
Matt's a Harvard guy, as many people know.
Yes.
Because we know that if it's Ryan Fitzpatrick or Matt Burke or anybody else, that's the first thing they ever mention about you, and I feel like we had to do that.
Yeah.
But you were... He was a few years behind me. Just one. Was it your first
1 year?
One year behind me. But he was a tackle at Harvard, and you got to the NFL, and it was the weird. The story is always told that you struggled at tackle, but you were a rookie in the NFL. It's not like you were struggling necessarily. They moved you to center, and all of a sudden you just started reeling off all pro seasons.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about that. Well, first of all, let's back up. I mean, the reason why I was able to go to the NFL and play is because of you. Because we went up to Cornell my junior year, and you absolutely. Kicked my tail, and I was like, geez, Louise.
I got a sack on the last play of the game.
Yes, you did. I remember.
Was that you?
No, it was not me.
Right.
Thank
that's
you, though.
What I thought.
But I think you had maybe one other on me, but it's weird how you remember that stuff, right? And so I said, I cannot get my tail kicked like that again. And from that day on, I just rededicated myself.
Really?
And was able. I'm serious.
Oh, well, look at that.
Yeah, he was like, all he had to do was send out that film to all the NFL scouts, and that's what got him drafted.
One of the things I'm curious about, Matt Burke joining us. So the Texans had a horrible offensive line this year. They had one good player at center, Nick Martin. Everything else was basically a complete waste. Tackles, guards. If you have to fix an offensive line with like 3 or 4 spots in the offseason and you're the GM, like where do you start? Where do you begin with something like that?
Well, you can't have any weak links. If you have one weak link, I mean, you're done. But, I mean, obviously, you know, if you can get a left tackle that you don't have to worry about, that you can put him out there on the island and say, all right, he's good. He's going to win his matchup every time. Then if you do have, if you're a little leaky in other points, you can get protection to go that way or offer help with the backs or the tight end. But if you need to replace 3 or 4 spots, that's a tall order.
Well,
I mean, that's,
you know,
like starting from scratch.
And this is what I wonder, though, too, and it's interesting when I talk to offensive linemen about this Texans offensive line, is that, like, on a very basic level, they fail to pick up twists and TE games and all these other things. And it's just, the only thing I could guess is that these otherwise intelligent dudes have some pretty complex assignments and rules. If you're messing up stuff that high school and college kids can work on, how does it get to that point?
Yeah, no, that's a great point. I mean, I think that it does depend. Are you asking guys to do too much?
Yeah.
Or also, you know, as you know, Seth, a lot of guys, they can do it on the blackboard, they can do it in the meetings, they can answer all the questions, and then you get out there on the field, and somehow, some way, it just doesn't carry over. But normally, either as a player individually when you're struggling or as a group, yeah, simplify it. Simplify it as much as you can. Keep it basic and just focus on fundamentals and technique.
How enticing is it for, let's say, a free agent offensive lineman to come to a situation like Houston where you know you have a quarterback in Deshaun Watson who can, you know, make up for some mistakes with the offensive line? Because I mentioned the line was bad, but when Deshaun played, it was not nearly as noticeable because he would make guys miss all over the place.
He's a special talent, and just as a fan of the game, so happy to see him have the success that he did, and was heartbroken when he got hurt, because he seems like he's obviously a very dynamic player, seems like an awesome guy. You know, you can't have too many guys like that in our league. But I think it's very enticing. You got him. Pretty good wide receiver, guy that doesn't come off the field, which is incredible, and a pretty good defense when they're healthy. If you get 99 back out there, so I think it'd be a great situation. And Bill O'Brien, I mean, Bill O'Brien's a great coach. You know, great offensive mind, even though struggled terribly last year. I mean, had some games where they were totally outmanned, had no business even being in the game, and they hung around. So I don't think Houston's probably as, from an outsider's look, you guys know it a lot better than I do, probably not as far as it appears.
Yes.
You know what's been surprising to us is we've been up here and kind of watching the local news and talking to local fans, is that we knew that Zimmer wasn't completely sold on Case Keenum. He's been very careful about and measured in his praise. Like, almost, he's almost
very
flat out called him lucky at times. But I didn't know maybe what the read would be locally amongst the fan base. And I get the feeling that the fans are that way, too, that it's not all in on Keenum or anything. This is very much a wide-open situation at quarterback.
It is, but I think for football people, look, you had a guy that was, his numbers, he's one of the top quarterbacks in the league this year.
Yep.
I mean, and the offensive line was good, not great, was certainly better than it was last year. And I don't know if Case is going to wow anybody with any throws. You're going to say, oh, my gosh, look, he's got a huge arm. But all he did was just play well week after week after week at a consistent level. And I think sometimes as fans, we like to look and say, okay, well, we know what we got in this guy, and we can quickly point out his shortcomings.
Yeah.
But we've got these guys over. You know, Teddy Bridgewater was progressing well before he got hurt. Sam Bradford at times, one game this year, the first game of the year when he played was lights out. So you kind of have the tendency to say, oh, but look what we might have here, and I think you kind of fall in love with the unknown. I would go with the known commodity, and the guy that played at a very high level, played at winning football the entire season with Case.
Matt Burke joining us here. What do you have going on with Gridiron Greats over the course of this week?
I've been involved with Gridiron Greats for over 10 years, started by Mike Ditka, and we help players and their families who are in dire need. I mean guys that, I mean, literally just need the basics to get by. We also help them access a lot of the resources that are available through the NFL and the NFLPA programs. And every week at Super Bowl, we have what was no question, it's not the best, one of the top three parties at the Super Bowl. It's the Mike Ditka, Ron Jaworski cigar party. We'll have 100 Hall of Famers show up. Everybody, I don't know if we're going to be smoking a lot of cigars because you got to do it outside here, and I think it's going to be a little chilly.
There's going to be little heat lamps.
Yeah. We'll just, you know, and smokers are pretty dedicated people. You know, they're committed to it.
As I've noticed.
Yeah. Well, if you're Minnesota, you have to be, right? Because this is 6 months a year. But tomorrow night in Minneapolis at the Machine Shop, we're going to get together and smoke cigars and drink scotch and raise a lot of money for a great cause.
Awesome, Matt. It was really, really fun watching you all those years in the NFL.
Seth.
I didn't have to play against you too often.
Thank you.
I was grateful.
My pleasure, guys. Thank you very much.